From Spark and Anvil and Wildlands, this is Brood, in Chapter 1 of the Wildlands cast.
This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Brood is a prairie dog tween, a blur of tan fur in a vest embroidered with family tunnels.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, I am Brood. I teach social structure. My chart shows how animals live together or alone.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each pattern is information.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, a lone cougar isn't lonely, its species hunts alone. A pair of eagles isn't in love, they are raising chicks.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, wolf packs hunt together. Deer herds use many eyes for safety. It is a survival strategy, not a friendship.
Brood grew up in a colony. His family were coordinators, experts in their species' way of living together.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, I learned early that our colony is our way. A cougar's solo life is its way. Both are correct.
He walked to the Wild Lens Academy at 12. The mentor, Lens, asked him one question about his primitive.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, it's how many live together. Solo, pair, family, flock, colony. Each pattern is information about ecology, correct for its species.
With that clear answer, Lens simply nodded. Brood was appointed to teach his primitive.
Some animals live solo, some in pairs, some in family groups, some in flocks. Each text, when you observe, count, and categorize, one animal is information, 20 animals together is different information.
Patterns of many or one. A lone animal is not lonely. A pack is not friends. Each pattern is information.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14.
Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever.
Curriculum aligned to next generation science standards. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.